Blog Talk Radio.
Folk rock with a lot of twists and alt rock that is literally visual. Larkin Poe and Christopher Sluka are with us today. It's Music Friday Live, and we are going to be having a great time, so stay with us. From Los Angeles, California, it's Music Friday Live, brought to you by World Arts, a global platform for musicians, fans, and the music industry, and by MySanFelipeVacation.com, your source for a great getaway on the Sea of Cortez. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. These bands are here to talk with you, so you can call in 347-215-7511, or if you're at work, like I know a lot of you are, and you got your headphones on, email us, musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And I want to say welcome to our listeners on the cyberstationusa.com network and their radio affiliates out there in the East Coast, and also to all of you who are listening to us on Stitcher or iTunes or the Artistic Network in London. That's the Artistic Echoes Network in London. You'll actually be hearing us tonight, so you can email questions and comments in. So if you're listening live and have questions, call us or email us. And if you're listening on the network in London overnight or in any of these stations on the East Coast, which will be playing us later, go ahead and send us an email. Now, before we meet our next guest, our first guest, I want to give you just a little note on fundraisers for Mexico and Puerto Rico. I will be going tonight to the Echo Club in Los Angeles for a benefit for Mexican quake victims, starring my friend Nancy Sanchez and the wonderful, wonderful Mariachi Manchester. You got to see them. And, of course, many other bands. So if you're in L.A. tonight, 8:30 p.m. at the Echo, $5 at the door. But, you know, you can give more than that. In other cities, there are other benefits around for Puerto Rico and Mexico. So check your local music sites or bands in town for benefit concerts, and pitch in and help and have some fun too. Well, you know, you can't listen to Larkin Poe without feeling the beat in your muscles and the blues in your gut. They know just how to move you and how to hit you hard. Their new album, Peach, is the hardest hitting yet. And those of you who've already downloaded the single Preachin' Blues know exactly what I mean. Larkin Poe is one of the hardest working bands I know. Over the course of 3 years, they've self-released 5 independent EPs, 2 collaboration albums, a live performance DVD, and they've toured and performed. They're a roots rock and roll band originally formed by singer-songwriter sisters Rebecca and Megan Lovell, originally from Atlanta, currently living in Nashville, and descendants of Edgar Allan Poe. So they know how to create unique southern harmonies brought home with heavy electric guitar riffs and a slide guitar. They spread their musical gospel across the pond to the UK. Everybody on the Artistic Echoes Network has probably heard them. And they performed at Glastonbury and have separately toured as backing musicians for other bands like Elvis Costello. Peach is being released today. That's right, today. And we're going to talk about it today. But right now, we're going to talk with them. So welcome, Larkin Poe. Hi.
Hi.
Do I have both of you or just one of you?
You actually have both of us, but our voices are very similar, so we'll try to let you know who's talking.
And sometimes we speak in tandem.
Well, you sing in tandem really well, so I guess speaking in tandem works okay. All right. So, well, first of all, Rebecca and Megan, welcome to Music Friday Live. We are really delighted to have you.
As are we.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, let's get some lineage out of the way, the whole lineage question. You are the multiple greats granddaughters of Edgar Allan Poe. Does that have any impact on your music?
Absolutely. I mean, how can it not? We choose to believe in a trickle-down effect. And I think given the fact that we were raised in the South, we have a big old Southern family. And there's a lot of rage and moonshine and dirty dealings that exist in our family tree. And I think that certainly comes from old Edgar Allan Poe and, you know, it really represents itself on our music too.
Okay. Well, you know, your music is Southern gospel, blues, rock, etc. And having lived in Atlanta for 13 years myself, I think I can safely say that you have incorporated pretty much all of Atlanta's music into your work. Did you grow up listening to live music in Atlanta and, you know, going to places like Blind Willie's and Fat Matt's?
We absolutely did. I mean, we were raised in Northern Georgia. And so our first experience of live music was certainly like out and about at a bunch of the different little Opry's and music venues and bluegrass festivals up in the hills. But coming down into Atlanta and going to places like Blind Willie's or Eddie's Attic even, oh, it was a huge part of our musical education.
And where did the gospel come from? Were you also in church choirs?
We did. I think from the time that we started reading was when we started singing in choirs. We had a really a fantastic vocal coach, and we've been singing since I can remember.
Well, I guess that explains a lot then, because the final result of all of that is absolutely wonderful. So let me give our audience a little sample of that that singing. This is Black Betty from your new album Peaches, which is out today. Because I wanted to get some of that great guitar work in there. And I love the video for that. I really do, with the rhythm coming from beating on a wall and clapping. It's so much fun. Was that kind of a spur of the moment video? Did I lose you?
No, I think we're still here.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to yell at my producer, maybe he didn't press the right button. So was that kind of a spur-of-the-moment video?
The video of that song?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We were, you know, the first time that we sang that song, we were in New York City, and we were in a hotel room, and we had it stuck in our heads, and we figured the best way to get it out was just to do it a bunch of times. So we got into a shower stall, and we just banged around and sang it. And then we, of course, had to cut it on the record because we love it.
And it works too, you know, because I watched that video several times, and it, you know, took me a couple times to figure out that it was a shower stall that you were in. And
fancy shower stall in New York City in a hotel. The other hotel guests loved us. They just loved us.
I'll bet. Well, I hope you autographed the shower stall.
We didn't have the guts at the time. Wish we had now.
Oh, but you know, Black Betty has been around since the mid-1800s. Supposedly it was written by Leadbelly, and it was first recorded, actually, by a couple of musicologists, John and Alan Lomax, in 1933 at a prison in Sugar Land, Texas. So it's been been done a number of times. How would you describe the Larkin Poe twist you put on a song like that?
Oh, you know, it's really interesting that you call out the Leadbelly version, because I think for this recorded version that we did of Black Betty for the record, we tried to take it a little bit back towards his version. I mean, obviously we changed up the rhythm underneath and gave it a little bit more oomph, you know, with the beat. But lyrically, you know, I think a lot of people would clock the definitive version of Black Betty as Ram Jams. And Ram Jam didn't necessarily pull, you know, too many of the lyrics from Leadbelly's version. So we wanted to bring back the, you know, jump Black Betty and all that stuff. And I just found it so infectious listening to his version. So we absolutely referenced the Alan Lomax version and Leadbelly's.
Well, and it works so well too, right? Now,
well,
I want to play a song. I want to play a song that you wrote. This is Look Away. We're going to play a little bit longer on this one, too, because it's got some interesting, lots of interesting stuff in it. So here's Look Away. I said at the beginning of the show, your music makes people move and really hits them in the gut. I was just stunned the first time I heard that, and I continue to be happily rattled every time I listen to it. So how did that song come about, and where did the power you put into it come from?
Wow, thank you. I'm so glad you dig it. You know, that song, it has a very tangled history. It's still a fairly new song. We wrote Look Away, I guess it would be maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And it's actually a song that I wrote in my bedroom. I was sitting on the floor and I was having one of those days. I mean, I think when anyone begins the path of making music their livelihood, you sort of strike out on a very formidable journey. You know, on certain days, it's really hard to remember why you're doing it, because it feels selfish and you're getting to do something you love, but then you want people to pay for it. Like, it's a very complicated endeavor, especially if you're feeling like you don't have anything to say. Like, for me, you know, I write constantly, writing songs and lyrics in my notebooks and things. And if I feel like I'm coming up dry, then I'm like, why am I even bothering? And I was having one of those coming up dry kind of days. And so I was sitting with my laptop, and one interesting facet of this new record is that we ended up playing every instrument on the record. From, you know, keys to banjo to tambourine, you know, everything that's there, we made the sounds. And so on Look Away, I programmed all the drums for that song myself, you know, using my laptop, and was feeling, you know, fractionally inspired. And so I sat down and I sang that song all the way through. The lyrics and the chorus that you hear was recorded on my laptop. And we struggled because we were really, you know, a little self-conscious about the fact that the quality of the vocal, you know, it wasn't like we recorded it in a big fancy studio. It was just there on my laptop on my bedroom floor. And so we struggled. We tried to recut the vocals and, you know, make them pitch perfect and great. And I'll tell you what, we returned to the original demo vocals because there was a certain pain and a certain power, you know, of it being literally
you know, the first time I'd ever sung the song was when I was writing it there. And that's what people are getting to hear.
Wow. Now I understand where all that power comes from. And that's a great story. And also, it almost got by me, but you play the drums too?
I do. Very badly. very badly. But I feel that I have a good imagination as a drummer. So.
Okay. All right. You know, listening to that song, it kind of raises a question in my mind. Are you really a rock band disguised as a folk and blues band?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our dad raised us up on Black Sabbath. And, you know, he was just playing a Chicago record the other day. So, like, we have a very varied musical history. And drawing from bands like the Allman Brothers, who in my mind are, like, one of the quintessential Southern rock bands, and you know, the Stones and Led Zeppelin, absolutely, that's a huge well from which we draw.
Okay. Are you also REM fans?
I really am. And I was so honored. My boyfriend is actually good friends with the guys in REM, and they played in Nashville a few weeks ago, and I got to go and see them for the very first time in concert here in Nashville, and it was amazing.
You don't have to say anymore, right? It's amazing, all right? With that, why don't we play another one of your historical covers, done, of course, with the Larkin Poe twist to it, and this is the single you've got out now from this album. This is Preachin' Blues. I do have a heaven, and it's called listening to your music. But right. You know, no matter how old a song is, you manage to create modern hooks that are really addictive. Do you set out to do that, or they just come that way?
I think that it just kind of comes to us. I mean, since we've been making all of these cover videos, sort of in between touring, in between writing, we've been working up other people's songs, and that's been hugely helpful for us to take somebody else's song, and great songs, and these amazing songs, and try to make them sound like us. So we've definitely been, over the past, you know, year, getting a lot of practice doing that. So it's starting to come easier, actually.
Okay, well, it works, too. Let me remind our listeners that you are listening to Music Friday Live. We are talking with Rebecca and Megan Lavelle about their – is it Lavelle or Lovell?
It's actually Lovell. Thank you for
Lovell,
asking.
Okay. Rebecca and Megan Lovell. I usually ask beforehand if you come on a little early, but we didn't have a chance. Rebecca and Megan Lovell about their new album, Peach, and you can talk to them too. You can call in at 347-215-7511, or if you're at work with your headphones on, which I know most of you are because you tell me that, email us, musicfridaylive@gmail.com, and many of you have already emailed us, so why don't we go to some of the emails here? Lyle in Los Angeles wants to know when you're going to be in Los Angeles again. Are you going to be playing at McCabe's? Well, I know the answer to that question, but I'm going to let you tell them.
Yeah, we're really excited. We just announced the show October 25. We're going to be playing at Hotel Cafe at 9:30, and we'd love to have Los Angeles come out and support us.
Yay. Okay, I will be there at that the Hotel Cafe, And you know which room you're going to be in?
I believe, actually, I don't know, but the main room, I think.
Are you bringing the band with you?
We are.
Then you'll probably be in the big room, because I don't think you could fit in the small room. So,
oh, no.
Anyway.
I think we're in the big room.
We could not be contained. We got to have that big room.
No, you two cannot be contained. All right, we have another one here. This is from Cecily, and Cecily's in Charlotte. And Cecily wants to know who plays what, and do you track your songs, or do you all play together in the studio?
That's a great question. Since we did play everything on this record ourselves, you know, there were certain songs like Come On In My Kitchen or some of the songs that are more stripped back that we did perform live in a room playing simultaneously. But since we did play everything, there was a lot of tracking that took place. So I, on the record, played electric guitar, acoustic guitar, banjo, keys, bass, sang a bunch of stuff, played percussion and drums.
I take all of the slide stuff, slide guitar and lap steel. I played some keys as well.
Oh, and we should clarify.
Oh, yep.
Megan plays the slide guitar.
Yeah, I guess we found that. Yeah, Megan plays the slide, and Rebecca plays basically everything else, you know?
Okay, all right, good. So thank you. I was just about to ask you to identify yourselves, because like you said, your voices are very, very similar. My producer just waved at me, and he said that your website says you actually play on the 24th at the Hotel Cafe.
Oh, no. Okay. Apologies. Thank you for checking that, producer. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, we do that. Thank you, Jason. Okay. I know you're focused on this album now. And like you said, you're going to be touring to promote it. You're going to be in L.A. and at a whole lot of other places. Where should people go to find out if you're going to be playing in their town, or to beg you to come if you aren't going to be playing in their town?
You know, if folks will go to our website, larkinpoe.com, that's where all of our touring is listed. But if folks want to see us somewhere, we really encourage them to let us know on social media. Like, we're on Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz. And if they let us know, and also if people will let, you know, their favorite local venues know that they want to see us, that really helps bands like us to know where to come.
Okay. All right. We've got some more emails here. Ron John in Hollywood. Are you booked on any of the summer or spring festivals?
We are. There are certain things that we cannot announce as of yet, but we certainly are, and we're very excited. We've been working on our show out on the road with Bob Seger this fall, and I feel like we've really perfected a pretty rocking show, and we cannot wait to put it out on the circuit with festivals this coming year.
Good. Okay. Well, that's another reason why people should follow your various social media sites. Mariana in Atlanta wants to know if you have a regular band, and will they be touring with you?
Oh, yes. And we do have two guys here in Nashville on drums and bass, Kevin McGowan and Tarka Lehman, two really, really upstanding and young musicians. They're both, everyone in our band is under 26 years old, and so we really get out and pound it hard, and they will be touring with us. We love to tour with a full band.
Okay. I have a question for you, because I've been listening to your music all week. How would you say your music has changed since that big day in 2014 when you played at Glastonbury?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I'll be honest with you. I think the biggest shift that we've experienced since 2014 would be the ability to let our hair down. I think so much of the time, I think artists feel a lot of pressure to be very perfect for their fans. You know, whenever we play a show or whenever we write a song or record a song, there's always this sort of driving need for perfection, because you really want to put your best foot forward for people. And I think, honestly, the biggest thing that we have started to unlearn and to unravel some of that tension and really just be natural and let it be free-flowing. So when people come and see us now, we go for stuff. Megan improvises, you know, from here to kingdom come, and you can really feel the danger in that, you know, when we kind of unleash our arrangements and we'll push for things and be more spontaneous and a little bit more wild and raw. And that to me has been the biggest shift. And it just takes time for that to, you know, to build up the confidence to allow yourself to fly free a little bit.
Well, I want to play this, and we're almost out of time, but I want to play my favorite song, which demonstrates everything you just said. This is Wanted Woman.
You ain't gonna see it coming. I'm gonna tie you up. I'm gonna take all your money, leave in a cloud of dust. A flash of chrome and silver across the Rio Grande. I'm red-handed, honey, and I don't give a damn. I'm a wanted woman.
Okay, now I know you really are a rock band, this guy. Oh, I love the chorus in there. I'm a wanted woman and I'm feeling good. That has so many layers and so many meanings to it. And I expect to see you at the Women in Rock Awards at NAMM this year. Are you going to be coming to NAMM?
You know, we would love to. We've never been to NAMM, and that would definitely be on the bucket list.
Well, you should, because there's 100,000 of your closest friends there. They had to expand the Anaheim Stadium, the Anaheim Convention Center for NAMM. Now you've that may be submitted for a Grammy this album, and you know, based on what I've heard, I think you need to get your long earrings and your low cut gowns ready, because very possible you might be there.
That is so sweet. Yeah, We were really stoked. We've actually never submitted or had a project submitted for a Grammy, and so we're sort of wading through this the first time, and it just feels really exciting, and we've been getting so much support and love, and people like you. Like, thank you for having us on the air to be able to talk about our music and share it with people.
Well, if you get nominated, it means you'll be back in Los Angeles, and we'll have to have you back on the air. But unfortunately, right now we are out of time. So while you and the Academy members listening ponder your music and the possibilities of it, we're going to have to say thank you so much for being with us today. This has really been a delight, and we're going to have you back.
Well, yes, thank you. We would love that.
Rebecca and Megan, known as Lark and Poe, their new album, Peach, is out today. And right now, actually, you can go to www.larkandpoe.com or Amazon or iTunes, get your copy. They're launching a tour October 6th in Shreveport, Louisiana, and they're coming to L.A. on October 24th at the Hotel Cafe. Check out the tour on their site. If they're not in your city, put together 5,000 of your closest friends to beg them for a show in your town, and I'm sure they'll come. Meanwhile,
that's it for today, just one segment. The Blog Talk Radio platform went down as we were introducing our next guest, so I recorded this sign-off and added it to the end of today's show so our podcast listeners will know what happened. We will suspend further broadcast of Music Friday Live until we solve the Blog Talk Radio instability problem, which has now interfered with 3 shows in a row. So watch our Twitter feed and our Facebook page for an announcement of when we return to air. Our Wednesday show, Musica Fusion LA, will continue on blogtalkradio.com as it has experienced no problems. So tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for Musica Fusion LA and hear interviews with the Latin fusion bands that are changing America's music. And follow our socials to see when Music Friday Live is back on the air.